Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, rhythm, rhythm. The pit-pat's through my brain. So darn.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. I admit it, I'm a crossword puzzle junkie, especially the regular crossword and the double crossstick in the Sunday Times. And then I recently stumbled on some songs about crosswords. The rest of the show was a bit of a stretch, but I'm claiming some leeway.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
This program is going to be full of puns and ambiguities. They'll be all over the place, so we might as well get started. A crossword puzzle is black and white, but so's a piano keyboard, a bride and groom, and a brand of scotch. Paying attention? The Paragon Ragtime Orchestra with George Botsford's Black and White Rag and Bobby Short with Cole Porter's Black and White Baby of Mine.
Now, since my girlfriend Sal met Miss Elsie DeWolf, leading decorator of the nation, with all that, what do they call it, AID out there, it's left that gal with her mind simply full of ideas on interior decoration. For instance, she assumes the colors of our room are the most important factor in our lives. And if a lot of bedrooms were pink instead of red rooms, there might be many more contented wives. And so she's put all color from her sight, and everything she owns is black and white. She's got a black and white coat, a black and white hat, a black and white doggie, and a black and white cat. She's gone so far that she started to look through the daily advertisements for a black and white cook. She's got a black and white shack,
a new Cadillac with a black and white design. Oh, she thinks black and white, she even drinks black and white, that black and white baby of mine. And white shack, a new Cadillac with a black and white design. Oh, she thinks black and white, she even drinks black and white, that black and white baby of mine. Hold out, that black and white baby of mine.
The Paragon Ragtime Orchestra, Black and White Rag, and Bobby Short, Black and White Baby of Mine. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. You're unlikely to find a song about a crossword puzzle. At least 95% of popular songs are about love, and a lot of them are about love and something else, like a telephone, or a balmy day, or a string of pearls, or even, here it comes, a crossword puzzle. It's not a puzzle, it's a puzzle as image, and what comes through is the range of songs and approaches that suddenly become possible. One song is straightforward country, the other is witty off-Broadway. Guess which one I prefer. George Strait with Dean Dillon and Tom Douglas's 4 Down and 12 Across, and from Richard Maltby Jr. and David Shire, Starting Here, Starting Now, Lonnie Ackerman with Crossword Puzzle.
I don't know what to think of it. Sometimes I hate it, sometimes I love it. Girl, this relationship we're in, to say the least, it's puzzling. Like a crossword puzzle, fill in the blanks. What's 4 down and 12 across? 2 letter synonym for loss, that's me. And a 3 letter word that rhymes with through. Oh, I get it, that's you. Never believed in horoscopes, but to the left of the ad for a new dishwashing soap, dear Abby's got some good advice for a troubled couple lost in paradise. In the living section, page 2. What's 4 down and 12 across? 2 letter synonym for loss, that's me. And a 3 letter word that rhymes with through. Oh, I get it, that's you, that's me, that's us. Sometimes love ain't enough. We try and try. For the life of me, why did we give up? What's 4 down and 12 across? 2 letter synonym for loss, that's me. And a 3 letter word that rhymes with through. Oh, I get it, that's you. That's me. What's 4 down and 12 across?
crossword puzzle sum, how the words won't come. I am staring at squares, but my eyes never focus, and my mind's feeling strangely numb. What's a five-letter word meaning? Here's an example. Two down, a Peruvian poison dart. Why, when Henke and me used to breeze through the puzzle, on Sunday, the answer would leap in my heart. Beast, that's a new G-N-U. Boop-boop-be-doo. Where is Hecky now? Ha! He ran off with some floozy on a boat bound for warmer climes. And he left me here doing the crossword puzzle in the Sunday. All the times we had fun here, when more often than not, he'd say, "Hun, what's a pustule?" And I'd say, "It's a blot." He'd say, "Afghani nomad." And I'd say, could write in the word. And when he was having trouble spelling tryst, T-R-Y-S-T, I showed him, oh, I showed him. 23 across, lover, archaic, amorist, A-M-O-R-I-S-T, blank. I am sitting here doing the Sunday Times crossword puzzle sum, how the words won't come. Can you figure it, me, with my splendid vocabulary? Maybe I should play dumb. What's a four-letter word meaning? Why should it happen to us? There was never a moment's doubt. All at once, Hecky's jumping and screaming and yelling. I tell you, the four-letter word that came out. Prefix, that means pro, P-R-O, bodio, do. Start you feeling as if having brains or intelligence was one of the world's worst crimes. It's fistula, I bet. I'd say no, he'd say don't tell me. It's tubulus, tubuli. I'd say, Hecky, it's chimney. Hecky'd sit down and cry. Perhaps that's why I'm left here on the shelf. Perhaps he wanted to get the long ones. 38 across, she carries a torch. Statue of Liberty, S-T-A-T-U-E-O-F-L-I-B-E-R-T-Y, why, 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 why? I am sitting here doing the Sunday Times crossword, and I know why the words won't come. 'Cause my mind is miles off on a boat to Bermuda with some ignorant lousy crumbs. What's a five-letter word meaning? Five major kappa, that's me, I'm as bright as a girl can be. A-U-K, awk! If I weren't so dumb, I'd be spending this Sunday in a church hearing wedding chimes. And I'd never remember there was a puzzle in the Sunday.
George Strait, Four Down and 12 Across, and Lonnie Ackerman, Crossword Puzzle. A crossword isn't the same as a crossword, but they make for an easy pun, a way to describe your troublesome man, and an image that carries the listener through the lyric. All that by doing nothing more than shifting the emphasis and dividing one word into two. Crosswords themselves go back into the 19th century, but they became a rage in the 20s. The first issue of The New Yorker, dated February 1, 1925, included this. Judging from the number of solvers on the subway and L trains, the crossword puzzle bids fair to become a fad with New Yorkers. In that same year, blues singer Josie Miles recorded Crossword Papa.
Thank you.
Josie Miles with James Monaco, Sidney Clare, and Willie Raskin's Crossword Papa. A lot of the crossword puzzle songs are downbeat, probably because of the word cross. But at the same time, they also feel tongue-in-cheek. It's hard to know how seriously to take them. A man feels spurned by his crossword-obsessed woman, but he, or the lyricists, never lose a sense of humor. Billy Haney, Robert Reed, Bob Schaefer, and Fred Steele wrote it during the crossword puzzle craze of the mid-20s. The Little Ramblers with Billy Jones, Crosswords Between Sweetie and Me.
Thank you.
The Little Rambler's Crosswords Between Sweetie and Me. The image of a crossword puzzle is more than a pun on cross. Its appearance, the black and white squares, and its reliance on finding words give it a distinctive quality that often appears elsewhere. In Cy Coleman and Michael Stewart's Broadway musical Barnum, the showman is a man of flamboyance and color, the king of humbug, as he likes to call himself. His wife is steady and prosaic, loving but practical. Barnum agrees to close his museum and settle down, but politics soon draws him in. He runs for office, but on his wife's terms. No exaggeration, just keep things black and white. Jim Dale, Glenn Close, and Terry White.
May 7th, 1851. Day of days for Bridgeport's favorite son.
Bridgeport's favorite son.
Living whales he sent to Hades. Likewise Swedish singing ladies. And the local clockworks he will run. Gone those woolly schemes that filled his head. Farewell Kelly Green and Cherry Red. Barnum's closed his last museum, and he's gonna live his life instead.
Black and white, the future's rosy, living black and white. Keep both feet on the ground. Don't let those daydreams spin you round. See things the way they are.
He'd run it in the ground. Purchased then 500 shovels. Said men mustn't live in hovels. And a new utopia I will found. Planned a very modern model town. Elevated roads to stroll around. Grew so high it made you groggy. Built on land a trifle soggy, so as it rose up, it started down.
Down, down, down. Black and white, he built a city that was black and white. It took no end of spunk. It looked quite splendid as it sunk. Here comes another lurch. There comes the deep.
White. I'm running politics in black and white. cold truth and good hard facts. Give all that razzmatazz the axe. No bunting in the street. I talk of budget cuts and balance sheets. Statistics day and night. Cherry, I'm losing them. You gotta let me bring a bit of color into this campaign or they're gonna beat me.
Very well, Taylor. Go ahead.
From the original 1980 production of Barnum, Jim Dale, Glenn Close, and Terry White, Black and White. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Then there's the matter of knowing a synonym or deciphering a phrase to find its equivalent. The harder the puzzle, the trickier it is. You have to learn to think the way it does, and so the game is joined. These songs aren't about crosswords, they're more about words. But those who do puzzles will find that the titles resonate. Sophie Tucker, I Never Can Think of the Words, and Roger Miller, The Last Word in Lonesome Is Me.
I am in a mess. Frankly, I confess. I'm as worried as I can be. For it seems my memory's ailing, failing me. Though I can retain any old refrain, lyrics leave me flat somehow. Like a song that I'm perplexed by, vexed by now. Just a little tune I heard in a show, so easy to croon. Now how does it go? Tum ta-dum ta-dum. That's all I can hum. I never can think of the word. It has a catchy little strain, keeps haunting me, and goes through my brain. Now wait, let me see. Bo-de-o-do-do. That's all I know. I never can think of the word. Isn't it too bad? It's driving me mad. I can't think of a line. Let me see, what is about a moon or something in June? Oh dear, how absurd. I can't think of a single word. Wait a minute, Teddy. I recall. I knew it would come. damn it all. Now isn't that dumb? Pup-a-da-pup. Oh hell, I give it up. 'Cause I never can think of the word. Last week in Paris, a handsome young Frenchman I met, and he said to me, now what was it he said, I forget. I never can think of the word. Then he took me out to dine in some lovely cafe. I can't think of the name, but it was in the Rue de la Paix. And we had, what was it we had? Something French, like a filter fish. I never can think of the word. And then we took a walk, just to have a little talk. Funny, I can't remember where it was we went. Oh, yes, we reached a park. And when we got to where it was dark, he put his hand here, and he whispered in my ear, course, I didn't get what he said. But what he meant, I saw. And did I give that Frenchman a sock in the jaw? Then he said something about bully boo, whatever he bullied for, he didn't get. 'Cause I never could think of a word.
And lonesome is me, the last word, and lonesome is me. My heart is as lonely as a heart can be lonely, the last word, and lonesome is me. Too bad what's happened to our good love. Too bad what's happened to our good love. Sometimes our best isn't quite good enough, and the last word, lonesome, is me. The last word, and lonesome is me. The last word, and lonesome is me. My heart is as lonely as a heart can be lonely. The last word, and lonesome is me. Is a desert and love quenches thirst. Life is a desert and love quenches thirst. We all have to hurt sometime. This is my first time. The last word and lonesome is me. The last word and lonesome is me. The last word and lonesome is me. My heart is as lonely as a heart can be lonely. The last word and lonesome is me.
Sophie Tucker with Albert Ellis and Jack Yellen's I Never Can Think of the Words, and Roger Miller with his own The Last Word in Lonesome is Me. Finding the words turns out to be important far beyond crossword puzzles. Finding the word, finding exactly the right word to fit the shape of what you feel. What drives the speaker nuts is thinking about the person she loves. It's part of the game. The Boswell Sisters with Buddy Fields and Gerald Marks, I Can't Write the Words.
Thank you. dream of a Spanish castle. It's Max the real love, a Spanish castle.
I've got a rhyme for a Spanish castle.
Castle grow around the castle, stars above you, ba-da-da-da. Dear, I love you, oh, with you on my mind. I find I can't write the words, ba-da-da-da-da-da.
The Boswell Sisters, I Can't Write the Words. Where does it all begin? I guess with first learning to talk. The words come, and then the pronunciation, and then the sentences, and then the way single words divide into many meanings. And before long, you're working at improving your vocabulary by learning a new word every day. Maybe all this turns you to puzzles, maybe not. But Andrea Markovici starts with new words, and Phil Silvers and Rosemary follow with Word a Day.
See how white as milk. Call it the moon, my son. Say moon. Sounds like your spoon, my son. Can you say? From the skies now, turn around and look at me. There's a light in my eyes now, and a word for what you see. We call it love, my son. Say love. So hard to say, my son. It gets harder. New words to
Assiduous. Them's the things that live on sea or on land.
Amphibious.
Amphibious? That means someone who can use either hand.
To simulate.
To simulate. Take a Benzedrine and have a few yaks.
Escutcheons.
A department store like Saks.
Appreciate.
Appreciate. That's like last year what you lost on your car.
Posterity.
Posterity? What you're sitting on wherever you are.
Caricature.
Caricature. A caricature in China's a cab.
To disappear.
When the waiter brings the tab. A word a day.
A word a day.
Like resume.
Like resume.
That's how you keep your fancy IQ.
A word a day.
A word a day.
Like matinee.
Or cheese souffle.
We'll keep you very Park Avenue.
Octagonal.
Octagonal. That's a man who's over 80 years old.
An anagram.
An anagram? Always take it at the sign of a cold.
Premeditate.
Premeditate. That's a doctor who's still going to college. True.
That's true.
But ambiguous.
Ambiguous means
I love you.
That's pretty good. Now try me.
Okay. To underrate.
To underrate. That's a word insurance salesmen use most.
What's tantamount?
Tantamount? That's a picture company out on the coast.
A lexicon.
Lexicon. That's a big hotel, the east side of town.
Proverbial.
Always takes a proper noun.
Try emphasize.
Try emphasize. When you try a suit to see if it fits.
A homily.
A homily. In the South, they eat a lot of it grits.
Euphonious.
Euphonious. That's an instrument Hungarians pick.
An anecdote.
If you're poisoned, take it quick.
You're pretty smart.
A word a day.
A word a day.
Like resume.
Or recherche.
We'll keep you quite a hit at the bar.
A word a day.
A word a day.
Like distongue.
Or hit the hay.
Is like a breath of old caviar.
Colloquial.
Colloquial? You're colloquial if you talk all the time.
A labyrinth.
A labyrinth? You go down the stairs, they charge you a dime.
Disseminate.
Disseminate. That's a fellow with a feminine point of view.
You. But kaleidoscopa. Kaleidoscopa. Means I.
Andrea Markovici with Maury Esten's New Words, and Phil Silvers and Rose Marie with Johnny Mercer's Word a Day. On Sunday, I open the Times magazine from the back and turn right to the puzzle. Those of us who do that sort of thing know there's more to see than just the puzzle. Eventually, we work our way around. We find all sorts of things. In some papers, we happen upon the funnies, and even if they're still around anywhere, a rotogravure section with people's pictures. B.D. Wong with Irving Berlin's The Funnies, and Kay Ballard with Jerome Morose and James Latouche's My Picture in the Papers.
Sunday is Sunday to my family, but Sunday is not simply Sunday to me, for Sunday's the one day when I love to see the funnies. Breakfast is nothing of which you can boast, but breakfast to me isn't coffee and toast. It's coffee and toast and what I love the most, the funnies. Oh, I love the funnies. I couldn't go without the funnies. A cup of coffee to my lips, and in between the sips, the papers with the capers that are in the comic strips, which means I'm simply mad about, I mean, I couldn't do without the funnies. Oh, in my pajamas, I love to read the cat's and jammas. A little coffee in a cup, and bringing father up, I'm Dippy over Skippy and his little yellow pup, which means I'm simply mad about, I mean, I couldn't do without the funnies. I'm not concerned with the news of the day, the stories of who murdered who. And as for what Mr. Hearst has to say, I have no need of, I don't want to read of the Dempseys or the Tunnies, the wealthy daughters or the Sunnies, the news about the lovely trips that people take in ships. I'd rather read about the people in the comic strips, which means I'm simply mad about, I mean, I couldn't do without the funnies.
Reputation's battered, but it really hasn't mattered. Every lad about is mad about this murder paradise. Let the proper girls stay home and get the vapors. For me, just put some bubbly on the ice. My future may be stormy, dear, but heavens don't reform me, dear. I'm nicer as a nice girl who is really not too nice.
Picture in the papers.
Looking ultra physical and slightly aphrodisical.
We adore a girl who has a dash of spice.
Mother, may I go out to swim? Oh, where is Peeping Jim?
Reputation's battered, but it seems it hasn't mattered. Every lad about is mad about that bird of paradise.
Denounce me in the Capitol, but I don't give a rap at all.
Let the proper girls stay home and get the vapors.
You should really see me, dear, swinging from a chandelier.
For her, just put some bubbly on the ice.
Piper highs like booth click ho. Swing your partner, do-si-do.
Her future may be stormy, dear.
But heavens don't reform me, dear.
She's I'm nicer as a nice girl who is really not too nice.
Come on, honey. Give me some
kiss.
Before it is too late,
bring back all the china and the silver plate.
Helen,
come back, there's trouble piling up. Don't leave hearth and husband for a worthless city pup.
Come home, Helen, all will be forgiven.
Come home, Helen, cause I miss you so.
Come home, Helen, all will be forgotten.
Thanks for the offer, boys, thank you, but no!
B.D. Wong, The Funnies, and Kay Ballard, My Picture in the Papers. Yes, okay, there's more to a newspaper than the crossword puzzle or even the funnies. There's actual news, pages upon pages of it. As a penance for ignoring the important for the trivial, I've selected two news articles to close with. The first provides a classic definition of the news by Irving Berlin, and the second is a word-for-word actual newspaper item set to music by John Wolowitz. The company of As Thousands Cheer with Man Bites Dog and Dixie Carter with News Item.
I've got a headline, oh, what a headline, off the beaten track. A dog bit a man and the man bit the dog right back.
You can print what Roosevelt said on the front page for a great big spread.
But I've got a headline, oh, what a headline, off the beaten track. A dog bit a man and the man bit the dog right back.
Hold the wire, it's hard to hear, there is someone screaming in my ear. What the hell's the matter with you and why the big enthuse?
A man was bitten by a dog.
I know, but that's not news.
But the man bit the dog right back.
What's that? You say, got no time for gags today.
But this is no gag, it's on the square. I just this minute came back from there.
You just this minute came back from where?
From the swell Park Avenue shack, where a dog bit a man and the man bit the dog right back.
Never mind that Roosevelt speech, I've a headline now that is a peach. It's a most important story that'll set the town agog. Kill the Roosevelt spread, print this instead. Man bites dog! Extra!
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 Man bites dog!
Extra!
Is out of tune, that if things don't happen soon, we'll all be biting dogs next June. At last, a man bit a dog at last, and Mr. Hearst has a chance to kick the French in the pants. He says that the man who bit the dog was a native of France.
And Winchell's all agog, he interviewed the dog.
And he says that the pretty pom is soon to become a mom.
It's a dog you hate to be with.
The kind you see with the rich. Not a great big manly he-dog.
A little she-dog.
A bitch, which gives us a headline off the beaten track. A bitch bit a man and the man bit the bitch right back.
News item. Virginia Beach, Virginia. Texas mechanic told police that he mistook his mother-in-law for a large raccoon. When he hacked her to death in her garage last April. Of Dallas told police that when he realized it was his wife's mother, Margaret K. Wise, 49, he hit her again. News item, Virginia Beach, Virginia, follow up. In a further statement, Lloyd said he hit his mother-in-law in self-defense after they argued. searching for the raccoon. News item, Virginia Beach, Virginia, the end.
Man bites dog and news item. I'm going to end this show now. I have a crossword puzzle to finish in ink. Andrew Crouch is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
Be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm. You gotta stop picking on me.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit wxxi.org/rhythm.